to have a wee aside again. I'm going to go back to me leaving my job. The reason I want to go back to that is, well, you'll see the reason why I want to go back to that. When I left the job, it felt for me a critical decision in my life. It felt like a point of no return. I'd been working in this secure job in IT for a large retailer, earning a very decent wage for 10 years. And I remember I decided to leave over a couple of year period, and I was trying to take responsibility for my decision, not, you know, realizing what I was doing, as it were. But I remember this moment where I had to go and tell one of my bosses. He wasn't my direct line manager, but he was one of my bosses. I was going to have to go and tell him that I'd resigned. His name was Steve, and I was frightened of Steve. Steve was a corporate bully, actually. Very, very intelligent man, but he could be incredibly nasty. I've never met anybody who could be as bullying as he was. Outrageous ways that he'd lose his temper. Humiliate people in meetings, in public, reduce people to tears, and think nothing of it. He was also a very, very good businessman, probably because he just frightened people in some ways. Anyway, I mean, he was successful at a lot of things that he did. And I hadn't been working for Steve that long. I'd never really crossed swords with him. We'd had a reasonably okay relationship thus far, but I knew that he was going to blow a gasket when I told him that I was going to leave. He would go ballistic, as far as I could tell, and I decided that the decent thing to do was to go in and tell him myself rather than wait till he heard. Maybe that was a safer thing to do, but I really didn't want to do it, and so I booked an appointment. I went into his office, It was then that I noticed that on a shelf, on a bookshelf in his office, I've been in his office, you know, lots of times or several times, but never noticed this. There was a Rupa, a figure of Ramoga City, just sitting on this bookshelf. Steve, I knew he'd travelled, you know, in the Far East, in East Asia. And obviously he got this Rupa from somewhere, I don't know. And instantly I felt it was all right, actually. I did feel fearless, just for a little while. And I told him that I was resigning. His face changed colour as I told him. He went scarlet, literally, as I said, Steve, I've come to say that I'm going to be leaving. Because he thought I was going to come and, you know, update him on the project that we were working on. His first question was, where are you going? And of course I realised that his concern was that I was going to go to another competitor retailer, and you know, sell all our secrets, as it were. Sell the secrets of how we did things. Not that I knew very many. But that was his fear. And I just said, look, I've been a Buddhist for a few years now, and I want to make that more of a full-time commitment. I'm going to go do fundraising for the London Buddhist Centre. And he just melted. This man just melted and became the most delightful, charming presence. offering me what he said. He said he'd built up this direct selling business. And he said to me, all this that we've been working for is nothing. It's meaningless, and what you're doing has more meaning than anything I've ever done, and I wish you well. And I thought, my goodness. And he said that if you ever need any help, if you need equipment, computer equipment, whatever you need, don't hesitate to come and ask, and I'll see what I can do. And I was speechless. Anyway, that was my little encounter with Ramoga City in Steve's office that I thought I'd bring in.